Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. In the last year we finished the Mishnah. Now we'll start the Sugya of the Gemara itself. The Gemara addresses itself to try to clarify exactly how you fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas Dam Chatos Al Mizbeach Chechi Oven. How does he do? What is the Kohen meant to do? In what way should the Kohen put the Dam on the Mizbeach? We're talking again about Dam Chatos. And the Gemara records a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chad Amar Nosein Amo V'Elech V'Amo Elech. He places the dam on the Amo Hasmucha, which is close to the Zovis HaMizbeach, on any side that he chooses. That's how Rashi interprets it. That on the Ama Hasmucha Lekeren Ruach Dromis, or alternatively on the Ama Hasmucha Lekeren Ruach Tzfonis. And there's a long discussion, the Achronim apparently they take a little bit of an argumentative opinion against the Zevach Todah. The Zevach Todah understood from Rashi that he can choose one of two ruchos, either the ruach of Keren Dromis or the ruach of Tzfonis, as long as it's on the Mizrach, either the Dromis or the Tzfonis. And one of the two would be sufficient, al ruach achas shel keren mo'ila, and im bekeren achas nosan rak beruach achas. We would have argued logically that if on one of the keren, one of the corners of the mizbeach lamala there, he only puts the dam on one ruach, then when he gets to the next keren, he certainly has to put the dam on the other ruach, because otherwise there'd be two nesinos on one ruach. And we require, in order to set up a second nesina, that it be on a ruach acheres. And that's derived from the pasuk saviv in Vayikra Ches. In any event, there are very many arguments against this zevach todah. Now the Gemara quotes the other opinion. Chad Amar Mechate V'Yored, which means, now the word Mechate and the root of the word Mechate is a subject of controversy. According to Rashi, it would seem that when the Torah says Vayikra Vav HaKohen Mechata Osa, the word Mechata means Zrikas Adam. So the Zrikas Dam Chatos on the Mizbeach is considered Chitui. Rashi elsewhere in Masechta Yoma interprets that Mechata comes from the Lashon Yored, as if to say that his Etzba is coming down with the Dam. The Ritva says that Chitui is Milashon Tahara, like it says in the pasuk, Chitui Vehaza. It's a Lashon Tara. The Gemara says, Techat Eini Be'ezo Vatoher. So Chitui has a relationship to Chata, to Tara. But in any event, Mechata V'yored, in other words, he puts the dam with his finger, Lemala Lemato, from on top to on bottom. That's called Mechate V'yored. And the Gemara in Yoma says the reason why you should do it from top to bottom is because if he goes from bottom to top, then the dam is going to fall from his base yad into the ketones, and then you have a problem of lichluch bedam in one of the big day kahuna. That's something that we have to avoid. And mechate v'yored, Keneged Chudo Shel Keren, which means the Zavis of the Mizbeach, the corner of the Mizbeach. So if you take a look at a picture he has here, or if you have just a good imagination, you'll see the Keren is a square on the corner of the Mizbeach. And Keneged Chudo Shel Keren means that he's doing the Zrikas Adam in a downward motion on the point on the side of the Keren, which is exactly corresponds to the Keren itself, to the point and the corner of the Mizbeach. The Gemara analyzes this Machlokas. Aliba de Rabbi Elezer Reb Shim, will have Machlokas later, quoted in a brisa between Rabbi Elezer Reb Shimon and Rebbe. Rabbi Elezer Reb Shimon is of the opinion, Diomar, he atzma eina nases ela begufa shel keren, that the mitzvah of nesinas dam chatos, now keep in mind, we're talking about a zrika lamala, which applies to both chatos behema and olas ha'of. So let's take the case of Chatas Behema. According to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the mitzvah in the Sinas Adam in the case of Chatas Behema is on the Keren in the Rosh HaMizbeach. That's the way Rashi says it. And the question is, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, when he puts the Dam Chatas on the Keren, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. That's the makom for the dam. That's the mitzvah. Is the kuliyama lo pligi? There would not be any machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Keep in mind, we're not talking about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana. We're talking about Rabbi Elazar, the Amora. But in any event, there would be no machlokas here, and everyone would agree to that opinion that says ama no sein ama elech the ama elech. And you don't have to put it on the Chudo Shel Keren, because this Amal Ama, going from the top of the Keren to the down below it, is all considered the Keren. It has what's called a Shem Keren. So again, on each one of the four Zavios, the four corners of the Mizbeach, if you calculate an Ama, that's considered Keren, and therefore would be sufficient for Nesinas Adam. Arba Kronos Sheberosh Shel Mizbeach Yesham Keren B'chol Mokom Shehem, and you don't require Chudo Shel Keren even L'chatchila. That's called the Gufa Shel Keren in Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon's formulation. Again, even though we'll see, according to Rebbe, you don't require the Keren, the Chuda Shel Keren Atzmo. However, Ki Pligi Aliba de Rebbe, the Gemara says, the Machlokas here is going to be according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds that with regard to Dam Chatas Behema, all you need is an Asina Lamala, which means above the Chut HaSikra that surrounded the Mizbeach five Amas from the ground, right in the middle of the Mizbeach. And it's got to be done lamala. Now, within the framework of Rebbe Shita, we have a machlokas. Mar Sover, according to the first man, the Omar, he doesn't have to put a dafka al chuda shel keren. Rebbe did not require chuda shel keren. That far he didn't go. For sure, because again, Rebbe says lamala michut hasikra. Ella, he's allowed rather to place the dam on the Ama Smucha, and the reason for that is because Ama Elech, the Ama Elech, a square Ama, Keneged Keren, who, if it's exactly positioned below the Keren, below the four corners on each of the corners, that's called the Keren. Is every Amma is considered Keren, and that would satisfy, according to this understanding, Rebbe Shita of lemala michut hasikra. So it would have to be just ama elech v'yama elech keneged hakeren. Umar sov, according to the second opinion, with regard to the sov samizbech, it's got to be keneged chuda in tfei lo. It's got to be corresponding to the chuda shel keren. And that's considered mesina midam chatos. But yoser mikach, in other words, if it's the oma smucha lizavis hamizbeach, lo nos nemei adam. That's not the mesina dam. Now, in order to clarify this, the Gemara quotes a brisa, and this brisa seems to contradict what we said before. Mesvei, the brisa, it's the Tosefta in Perek Vav, says chatos hatzibur vehayochid keitzad matan domon. What do we do in order to fulfill the matan domon of chatos, whether it's a chatos hatzibur or a chatos yochid? Is the Kohen Hoya Ole La Kevesh, he would climb up the ramp, Upana, he turned to his right side, La Sovev. So he's standing now on the Sovev, which is a sort of a ramp, a ledge. And Bolo Le Keren Dromis Mizrachis, once he climbs up the Kevesh and he turns towards the right, he's already at the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach, Vitovel Etzbo Ayimonis. Right, the avod of zrik has to be done by yamin. In this case of chatos, we're talking about etzba yamin. Hamiyumenes shebi yamin, which etzba? It's the one that's rogil, the malacha, uses it for malacha. And that's what we call the pointer, which is right next to the thumb. And what he does is, again, we're talking about is the pointer finger and the thumb of his right hand. He takes his etzba, his pointer finger, min adam shebemizrach, vechomer begudolo milamala, ubetzbo haktano milamata. In other words, he bends his pointer finger, that's called in Hebrew makavetz es etzbo'o, he bends it over until it reaches the gudol. So it's coming down from the top, that pointer finger reaching and touching the agudol. And then, betzbo aktano milamata, he's got the smaller finger, meaning the thumb, underneath it. Okay, but now there's a discussion here about exactly what the etzba ktana is. Some say it's the zeres. The Rambam seems to assume it's the Godel, and that's the Rambam here in the Pirush HaMishnayis. I don't have the language in front of me, the Rambam. In any event, so he sort of is Moshech the Dam, he pulls the Dam with his etzba, with his pointer finger, k'day Shekol Adam Shebetzbo Yered El Mizbeach, all the dam on the etzba should go down on the Mizbeach. Umechate, and he places the dam v'yored as his etzba comes milamal lamata kineged chuda shel keren ad shemechale kol Adam Shebetzbo v'chein osa b'chol keren u'keren. So the Gemara's kash is as follows. Since, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's pshita for sure that he doesn't need chudo shel keren. That's the yisod of Rabbi Lazar. All he needs is gufa shel keren, but not chudo shel keren. Then this brisa, which says mechate keneged chudo shel keren, would obviously have to reflect the sheet of Rebbe. And therefore, according to Rebbe, this brisa reports, you have to do the zrika, put the dam, dafka, keneged chuda shel keren, which would support the second Mandi Omar, who says keneged chuda shel keren. How do we defend the first Mandi Omar? in the light of this price, who says Machate V'yore. And the Gemara answers, you know what? Rebbe would allow you to place the dam even on the Oma Smucha L'chuda Shel Keren. Ida Brisa says, Machata V'yorid K'neged Chuda Shel Keren Halki Komer. This is the way I have to interpret the Brisa. Mitzvah B'chuda L'chat Chila, he should be Machata on the Chuda. But nevertheless, he Avad, if he B'dievid went ahead and he placed the dam on the Ama Eilech, the Ama Eilech Leslan Ba. And the Nesina is a Nesina Kshera. So it means that the second Mandi Omar who says, I'm sorry, the first Mandi Omar who says, Keneged, no saying Ama Eilech, the Ama Eilech in Rebbe's framework, he's talking about a B'dievid situation. Now, where is this machlokus between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? Tisanya, the Gemara says, my Rebbe, my Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, domim elyonim. So we're talking now about achatas behemon and olas ha'of, which require nesinas dam elyon nitonim. According to Rebbe, they should be placed on the mizbeach on the height of the mizbeach, michut ha'sikul amalo. Right from the chut ha'sikul amalo means from the 5 hamos to the 10th hamo. Rebbe maintains that you can do the zrik on the gova, the mizbeach, whether it's the top half in the case of the domani tonim el yonim, or the bottom half in the case of domani tonim tachtonim. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon omer b'medvar mamurim. When is this applicable to say that domim el yonim can be placed on the entire gova, the mizbeach, from the chutam sikra lamala? That's only the olas ha'of, where the mitzvah is mitzui hadam al kira mizbeach. But in the case of chatas behema, you need hi atzma einanases ela al gufa shel keren. The ikar mitzvah is on the keren itself, not on the gova mizbeach. And as we said before, the keren atzma means close to the chuda mizbeach, but not at the chuda mamish. But the keren extends for an amah down from the chuda. The Gemara now clarifies the source for the sheet of Rebbe. Om Rabbi Avo, my time of the Rebbe. From whence does Rebbe derive this conclusion that you can take from the dam chatos on any part of the gova mizbeach elyon, and you don't require the chronos on the top of the mizbeach, as the pasuk would seem to indicate? So again, the Gemara doesn't ask any question here about Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because that's the mashmos, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk with regard to matan dam chatos in Vayikra Dalid. It says, "V'lokach hakol midam chatos betzba'o v'nasan al karnos hamizbeach ha'ola." So it sounds like you'd have to put it on the keren itself and not below it, kenegda. But Rebbe derives this conclusion from a pasuk in Yechezkel, when Yechezkel prophesies the midos hamizbeach, the midos of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, and he says in Perek Mem Beis, Vahahar El Arba Amos Umeha Ariel Ulamala Hakronos Arba, which means that on the gova the mizbeach, which is 4 Amos, Umimenu Yotzim Arba Kronos. So the Gemara says, in clarification of Rabbi Avo, because again the pasuk in the beginning seems to say Arba Amos Hu Dahavi, in other words, the gova or the rochav of the mizbeach is only Arba Amos. That's what the pasuk seems to indicate, because in the Nevuah of Yechezkel it says gova mizbeach is Eser Amos, rochvo Esrim Ushmona Amos. So the Gemara clarifies now what exactly Rabbi Avo had in mind. Omer Rav Ado bar Ava. In other words, the pasuk doesn't mean the gova the mizbeach is arba amos, but rather umakom chronos arba, that the chronos actually take up 4 amos from the gaga mizbeach. So each keren is an amal amo, which means 4 amos. The Gemara now has a problem with Rabbi Ado bar Ava. Makom chronos arba avi. Are you telling me that the chronos take up 4 amos of the gaga mizbeach? In truth, it's only two amos of the Gag HaMizbech on each side. Ela Ema, but this is the way we have to interpret Avadabar Ava. He doesn't mean to say in interpreting this pasuk that the Kronos take up Tofsos Arba Amos the Gag HaMizbech, but rather Rishus Kronos Arba, and as the Shem Keren is Chal on the top part of Arba Amos Mitachas HaKeren up until the Chutas Sikra. So in the height of Arba Amos, which on the top of the Kira Mizbech, which go up towards the Keren, that's called the Shem Keren. That is the Shem Keren for all the Dinim. And you can place the Matonos of the Damachatas there. And that's what Rabbi Avoh meant when he said that from this pasuk, Rebbe derived this conclusion that Dam Chatos can be sprinkled, can be put onto the Gova Mizbeach up to the Chutasak HaSikra. Tanan Hosam, there's a brisa that deals with the case of Makom Nesinas HaDomin based on, this Mishnah appears in Midos in the third parak, Chut Shel Sikra, which is a red chut, chogro, he would tie it around like a belt and surround the Mizbeach, be'emtza govo, in the middle of its height, which would mean 5 amos from the karkav of the Azora, lahavdil bein domim elyonim l'domim atachtonim, and that would separate the part where the domim elyonim would be placed, the chatz beim and the olas ha'of, that's where the dam is placed, as opposed to all other karbonos where it's below the chut ha'sikra, that's called the tachtonim. And the Gemara says, Minani Mili, what's the source in the Torah for this chut, that chut ha'sikra that separates between the two places, the Elyonim and Tachtonim of the Nesinas HaDomim, Omrav Acha, Barav Ktina, this is derived from a pasuk with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Tzivui, to create the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan, in Shmos, Perchav Zayin, it says, Vasisalo, Michbar Masa, Reshes, Nechoshes, Vasisal Reshes, Arba Tabos, Rasatota, Ato, Tachas, Kirkav, Amizbeach, Milomata, Voisa, Reshes, Adchatzi, Amizbeach. In other words, to make the Mizbeach as like a lavush, which is made like a kavro, like a napa, a sieve. Voisa, Reshes, Adchatzi, Amizbeach, this Reshes was on the Mizbeach, which would reach to the half the height of the Mizbeach, and it would seem that the Torah is very makpid that the Reshes reach Chatzi HaMizbeach, and it must mean that there's a Dovra Chotzer, there's something that splits the Mizbeach in half, and the Reshes has to reach that Dovra Chotzer that splits the Mizbeach in half. And it means HaTorah Nosno, this Karkav, this Reshes, Kimechitza Lahavdil Bein Dom Elyonim L'Dom Tachtonim. That's as far as the Mishkan is concerned. But as far as the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, then there was a Chut HaSikra that was Mavdil, the two parts for the Nesinas HaDomim, from the bottom to the top. And it would seem that this Chut HaSikra was required in the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have the Reshes, and it was replaced by the Reshes. Shiori Adam, the Mishnah tells us that any vestige of Dam that wasn't used for the Zrika is Shofech HaYisod Dromis, it should be poured on the south side. The Gemara now clarifies this din that the Shiori Damachatos on Nishpach HaYisod HaDromi, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in a Braisa with regard to Sar Chatos HaYachid. In Vayikra Dalet, the pasuk says, "Ve'es kol dama yishpoch el yisod ha-mizbeach." Which yisod, on which side of the mizbeach? Ze yisod dromi, on the southern side. Ata omer ze yisod dromi, o ein el yisod maravi. Perhaps you could counter argue and say it's the yisod maravi. And ve'yilmad sasu min ha-mefurash. Now, since this pasuk here that we're studying in Vayikra Dalet, pasuk Lamed, doesn't specify exactly which yisod is the one for Shvichas Shiori Damchatos Chitzona, Let's derive it from Chatos Pnimius. We're there in the case of Chatos Pnimius. The Torah says at the beginning of Perek Dalid, in Pasuk Vavel Yisod Mizbach Ol Asher Pesach Ol Moed, and there it's explicit that the Shvichas Adam is on the Yisod Ma'aravi. So therefore the Gemara argues that in the case of the Mizbeach Achitzon, with regard to the Chatos Achitzonis, the Torah leaves it Sosum. The Torah doesn't say exactly which Yisod you should do the Shvichas Shirayim. Let's learn it from the case of Mizbeach HaPnimi, where the Torah is outspoken that it's got to be the Yisod HaMaravi. Amarta, what you should come up with is, let's not derive the Sosum from the Mefurash, but rather Yilmad. The Pasuk is talking about Yiridoso min HaKevesh. The Kohen comes down from the Kevesh after his Nesinas Dam min HaMizbeach. So let's derive and figure out where he puts the Dam, on which he sowed, from the fact that he comes down from the Kevesh. That's called Yitzioso. And with regard to the Pasuk of Yitzioso, in the case of the Kohen Gadol who's coming out of the Heichal, is Yitzioso min HaHeichal the Shvichas Dam is Bisomuchlo, which means on the Yisod Ma'aravi, which is Somuch to the Heichal. When he comes out of the Heichal, then he's there at the Yisod Ma'aravi. So you see that it's got to be Bisomuchlo. So just like Bisomuchlo, in the case of Chatos Pnimios, where the Dam is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, when the Kohen Gadol comes from the Heichal, in other words, be Yitzioso from a Heichal, he places the Shvichas David B'Somachlo, that's the Yisod HaMaravi, is Af B'Ridoso B'Nakevesh, in the case of the Kohen who takes the Dam Chatos, it should also be B'Somachlo when he comes down from the Kevesh, and that's going to be on the Yisod Dromi, which is close to the Kevesh, on the Dorom HaMizbeach. At this point, the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa, which is a Tosefta in Yuma, that records a machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai regarding the mitzvah of Shvichas Shiori Damachatos. And Amir Hashem, this part of the Omid will finish in the next year.